Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring Jim Ryan in talking about cryptocurrency scams. And boy, there's no shortage of those, right?
Well, no, Susan. And putting numbers to it is really shocking. We've talked about this over and over for the last couple of years or so. But when you see the dollar figures, Americans were scammed out of more than $5.5 billion last year through fraud schemes that typically and specifically involve cryptocurrency. That's according to the FBI, which says that that's a 45% jump in losses from 2022. So over the course of that 1 year, these losses from cryptocurrency scams have soared 45%. 70,000 complaints received in 2023 from victims of financial fraud involving Bitcoin, Ether, and the other cryptocurrencies, Susan.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot of fraud, but should anybody be surprised? Like, it's a cryptocurrency. A lot of people who even put their money into it still don't quite understand what they're doing.
Well, that's true. And in the cryptocurrency portion itself is shocking enough, Brian, but also the methods that the scammers are using to get to their victims. They're building relationships with people through dating apps or through social media sites or through contact with people they suspect may be vulnerable because these people are alone. Maybe they're older people. Maybe they have large investments in cryptocurrency. So reaching out to them, and it's a long game. It's a long con because these folks have to gain the trust of their victims, you know, set up even sometimes ostensibly romantic relationships, and then they strike and start collecting money through cryptocurrency, asking for help or asking for funds to do something or other. So it's shocking enough on its face, but also these methods that are being used are especially sinister.
Yeah, and does any of it get recovered? I mean, because it's virtual money, is it unlikely?
Very little. Yeah, I think you and I talked about, Susan, the case we had here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area not too long ago of a woman, an elderly woman, who was being scammed out of thousands of dollars through Bitcoin, and the police got involved, and Bitcoin itself got involved and managed to reimburse that woman her lost money, something like $28,000.
Hey, Jim, thank you. Jim Ryan
Thanks,
with
Brian.
Us live this morning.